Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
John Cook here with you on Drive Time until 6.30 this evening. And keep your texts coming, especially I'm interested to hear from many of you who are telling us you were in Bray today as mourners and fans of Sinead O'Connor. Some remaining there this evening as others make their journeys home. Hours after thousands lined the Wicklow town to bid a final farewell to the singer. Her life was celebrated at a private ceremony before the funeral cortege travelled past her former home on the Bray seafront so fans could pay their respects before a private burial. They'd gathered many fans in Bray from early morning, and among the mourners and fans our reporter Barry Lenehan. Barry, thanks for joining us from Bray this evening. Tell us about the scene there throughout the day and remarkable scenes from early morning.
That's it, John. I'm talking to you from Montebello here in Bray, where Sinead O'Connor lived for 15 years. And still, the fans, the mourners, they come, they linger, and two dozen remain. I'm not sure if you can hear in the background some still singing one of Sinead O'Connor's greatest hits as well. They come, they're laying flowers here still, they're writing notes. I'm looking up at the pig chair outside the prig framed conservatory of Sinead O'Connor's former house, where there are flowers, candles, a photograph underneath that pig chair she sat in so often, and a brown basket here as well for people to write their notes and messages to Sinead and their memories of the singer as well. And really scenes here since very early this morning, people gathering up to 3.5 to 4 hours before the funeral cortege made its way along Strand Road here in Bray. Approximately 10:30, a Volkswagen camper came along with playing reggae music and belting out music from two speakers on top of it of Sinead O'Connor. That's setting the tone for a real celebration here for over an hour or so as people sung, they danced, and then approximately after 12 o'clock Sinead O'Connor's funeral cortege making its way along the narrow Strand Road here where thousands had gathered to pay to say their final goodbye to a singer that many said they loved so well over the years and respected so much. The hearse bearing her coffin, it stopped here outside Montebello, and there was sustained applause for over 5 minutes as people threw flowers on top of the hearse, her coffin decorated with blue and pink flowers as well. People clapping, sustained applause, shouting "I love you, Sinead," breaking into unprompted song before the cortege made its way off again away from the seafront here, and people emotions running high. And as I say, the songs, the stories, people still gathering here all those hours after what really were quite extraordinary scenes in Bray earlier.
And I can hear the music, Barry, and more applause from the people playing and singing behind you as what seems like a one big Irish wake or a Wicklow wake for Sinead O'Connor continues. We heard, Barry, earlier on from some of those you spoke to before the funeral cortege arrived at Sinead's former home. Tell us about their reflections afterwards.
That's it, yes. Those speaking before the cortege arriving here, that private ceremony led by Dr. Umar Al-Qadri of the Irish Islamic Centre, attended by the Taoiseach, the President, it's believed musicians as well, such as Bono and Bob Geldof, several musicians here as well to say their final goodbye to Sinead. And after those emotional scenes when the cortege stopped here at her former house, I caught up with a few of those.
Send off, but it's completely heartbreaking. All the beautiful things that she did for us as women, we're just saying we wish we'd written letters to her to express all of that. I hummed one of my babies into the world with a Sinead track, you know? Yeah, we're just brokenhearted. She was just our warrior queen. She really was.
People still looking to hang around and be with each other even after Sinead has passed through.
We actually, a group of us, met on the Hapenny Bridge when she passed away, when she first passed, and we sang Nothing Compares to You. It was only afterwards that I realised how much I actually needed to be there with people. I think the whole country is heartbroken. She was our hero, she was an icon, and the things that she fought for, we have to continue that fight. She fought so hard for women's rights, her children. In memory of her, we just have to keep going.
What do you think she'd make of all this?
I would say she would have liked that there was a lot of Rasta music playing and that people were moving and dancing. There was a kind of a festive atmosphere here. I thought a somber festive atmosphere, and I think she would have liked that. I just wish her family the best. They must be absolutely heartbroken for her, as are we all. I hope she is somewhere where she can see how people really, really loved her. I hope she realised that.
Well, I'm Liam Deshoon. I used to work in pirate radio before I worked in RTE. But I met Sinead about 30 years ago. I was in one of her videos and she was always so sweet. She's the only rock star I ever asked for an autograph of. And I met her a couple of times since. There was as much people here as there was for Katie Taylor when she became world championship.
What would she make of this?
She'd be embarrassed. Oh my God. But she'd love it, she really would.
People didn't understand what she went through.
Crowds here, they broke into song together. Yeah, they clapped for several minutes.
It was beautiful. And the house looked terrible, dormant, nobody in it, lost. And I think the death of her son didn't help her at all.
My name is Claire and I live in County Wicklow, but I'm from France. I live up in the hills. You know, we just wanted to be here to share that moment with all the people who love Sinead and her music. And, you know, it was important to be here.
Really, it was really touching, very heartwarming. Been a fan since the 90s. I was in college, in university, when Nothing Compares to You came out. And I really decided since this morning, I'm coming here, no matter what.
The atmosphere is just amazing and it's such a great tribute. And the music is like a celebration of her life. It's incredible. And the weather, she worked on the weather for us as well.
Very emotional, really. Positive atmosphere earlier on, but when the cortege came by, people, you could really see it hitting people. A couple of people who were looking to support Sinead, they were shouting, they were cheering, and that was leading the mood, and everybody was kind of getting into it and just saying thanks to Sinead. People were shouting out thanks, saying, love you, Sinead. And
several minutes of applause. What would that mean to her?
I think she'd love it. I think she'd love the outpouring, to be aware of the outpouring of emotion and love that has happened for over the past few days since she died. She would really appreciate her support for BDS movement in Palestine. That means an awful lot to me. I have the colours on, I have the jersey on, yeah, to make the point. And she definitely meant an awful lot to me on the back of that. So, yeah.
A sombre, festive atmosphere. People really loved her, and certainly they did, Barry. It really sounds somehow sad and sombre, as I was saying earlier on, but somehow festive and a lovely occasion in some ways for people to celebrate her. Sad, of course, that they maybe didn't get to tell her that. They hope she knows how much they loved her. Tell us about other people who I suppose remembered her activism. People who were there for very important reasons in Bray earlier.
Yeah, and even the hostelries along the seafront here, some playing Sinead O'Connor music, and people who were here waiting for the funeral cortege all morning and afternoon, gathering, reminiscing with each other, looking back on videos of what they had witnessed here. Some saying it was literally history to watch Sinead come past her former home towards her final resting place. But among those here who gathered in large numbers were survivors of clerical child sex abuse, and also those from the Two Mother and Baby Homes, as well as the Magdalen Laundries. And we'll hear from some of those now, beginning with Maureen Sullivan from Carlow Town, believed to be one of the youngest to go through a Magdalen Laundry.
Sinead had done the charity single for us from a distance, and she supported us in every way, and we'll never forget it to her. So I'm so really honoured here today to honour Sinead. It's heartbreaking, and she was well before her time. Very honest, very outspoken woman.
She always kept in touch with survivors of the Magdalens as well.
Yes, she did. Always kept in touch with us and always supported us in every way she could possible.
Talk to me more about that single and what it meant.
It meant the world to us because it bought a stone for us, which we have made it the journey stone now. And I think a lot of people don't know about it, and I think that's awful, because it was Sinead O'Connor that supported that stone, and it's in the little museum in Stephen's Green, and I think everybody should go around there and take a snapshot of it, because thanks to Sinead that is there today to remember all survivors of industrial schools, mother and baby homes and Magdalen Laundries, and anyone that suffered at the hands of the church.
She supported survivors long before there was an apology in the Dáil, long before it was perhaps popular.
Exactly, and she never went out in public and talked about it. She always done it in the background. She never wanted praise for it, and that was so beautiful. and yet she'd be always there and so kind. She used to go in and see Christine Buckley and have a chat with Christine. Powerful woman, lovely woman. I'm heartbroken.
Why are you here today?
Oh, to pay her respects. So now she's done an awful lot for the mother and baby homes and Madeline's and industrial schools for us. And she gave a lot of women their encouragement to stand up to the church and the state in this country. We're all so proud of her for doing that for us.
You brought your mother along here as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, we brought my mother Rose along just to say her finals goodbye to her and thank her. I don't think she'd be able to believe it. I don't think she would have believed this many people would have turned up for her. She was an icon. She sadly be missed. Always there to support anything that you are doing for them.
Great to see all these people that support her. Where would you get it?
I don't think anyone else could get a turnout like it. Absolutely so spectacular.
I'm Dave Sharp. I'm a charitable survivor and campaigner from Scotland.
What sign are you holding up at the moment and what does it mean?
It's suffer little children and suffer we did in your care homes and your orphanages, and it represents all the survivors and victims who were in the care homes run by the Catholic Church. She did a lot for us. She put her career on the line. What we keep hearing all the time is she was 20 years ahead of her time, and she really was when it comes to survivors.
Personally got in touch with so many as well, didn't she?
Well, yeah, all over the world. What she did in 1992, it affected survivors across the globe. And what's happening now is, like, all over the world, survivors are coming forward in the thousands.
This message on your banner, the world's media across the way, Sinead's house beside you.
This is what she would have wanted. This was her. This is what she stood for. We won't forget that, and that's why we're here today.
Survivors remembering Sinead O'Connor. Her legacy lives on for so many, Barry. The music goes on too. Is that what's happening there this evening?
Yeah, around two dozen fans and mourners still standing here outside the entrance to her former house here on Bray Seafront. The scores of notes being added to all the time. Lots of pink notepaper there with notes and messages for Sinead. One of the freshest notes and cards to go up, simply reading, "Thank you for hearing and responding. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for seeing and revealing. Rest in power, Sinead O'Connor."
Sinead O'Connor, may she rest in peace there. Yes, Jay Gurawahanam. And Barry Lenihan, thank you very much for joining us from Bray this evening. We're back very shortly. We'll be talking about the new domestic violence leave confirmed today by the government.